Right now, though, let's get to that conversation I was talking about that we're going to have with David Dolan. And David, there's a report that one of the Islamic leaders among the Palestinian people, in fact, he's the leader of Islamic Jihad, went for a visit to Tehran, Iran, their meeting with some of the Iranian leaders. And they made a joint statement about the only way the Palestinians were going to get their state was that they were going to have to go to war with the Israelis. That does not sound good.
Well, that doesn't sound good, Jimmy, of course, but especially if you're an Israeli. But it has been their position all along, so it's a known thing. Islamic Jihad is considered the most potent, radical, anti-Israel Palestinian force, precisely because it is so heavily backed by Iran. So is Hamas, but not to the same extent. Islamic Jihad essentially sold their souls to Iran about 15 years ago, and in exchange, they have some of the best weapons. They've been firing these rockets. There were three more on Friday fired into Israel yesterday. Clearly state that the annihilation of Israel is their goal, and of course Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei has said that many times as well, and we must remember even though Rouhani, the Iranian president, is definitely more moderate than Ahmadinejad or any of some of the others they've had before him. In fact, Rouhani just this week gave a second donation to a Jewish hospital in Tehran, which is something that Ahmadinejad would have never done. This was a government donation to keep the hospital solvent. Of course, it's in their interest to have the hospital working, but nevertheless, it's a Jewish one, and they do have an anti-Semitism, as you know. But Islamic Jihad, yeah, this has always been their goal, see Israel destroyed, so, and Hamas the same. So, you know, the Israelis just deal with it as best they can.
Meanwhile, we have our Secretary of State, John Kerry, there endeavoring to try to bring resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And some very controversial statements. Seemingly, he called for a boycott, which when you use that word boycott against the Jewish people, the Jewish state, that's anathema. Also joining forces with the European Union to put pressure on the Israelis to make concessions, more concessions than they even are for the Palestinian people. Because of this, there's a group of rabbis who have come out and say that it looks like John Kerry is declaring war against God, and they've warned of divine judgment. Wow. I mean, this is a pretty across-the-bow shot at John Kerry.
Well, it is, and there's been some strong statements from some government ministers, et cetera, on this whole peace process. I've been telling your audience from the beginning of this thing, which is now a year old, when Kerry began this, the revival of the moribund peace process, that the Israelis didn't like it, the government didn't like it, didn't think the timing was right, thought it was likely to fail, and therefore likely to spark off another Palestinian uprising. And this had been, Israel had been the only country in the region without internal turmoil in recent years, with Egypt and Jordan struggling with the refugees coming in from Syria, of course, Syria at war, Lebanon with car bombs and all this stuff. And they said this is going to come to us, so John Kerry is the one pushing this. Now, to be fair to him, Jimmy, he didn't say that he was advocating boycotting Israel. He just said if this process fails, then the boycott movement against Israel and the disinvestment movement, that it has been gaining strength anyway across Europe in particular, that it will really get going, and Israel will be basically on its own, is what he was saying. America's not going to help you much with that if you don't agree to our peace process terms. So it's a threatening thing, and there's a lot of anger against him. And, you know, as a born-again Christian, I would say the rabbis may be right. He's putting himself and the United States government and maybe the whole country in jeopardy by meddling with Jerusalem. The Bible warns against that. Of course, Joel tells us one of the reasons the nations will be judged in the end is because they have divided up his holy land. It's his land, not Israel's. It's his to give to whom he will. The Bible says he gave it to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in other words, the Jewish people. And Kerry's trying to undo that, and he has good motives. I'm not questioning, you know, I think he does, but there are many in Israel, though, that feel, like I said last week, that all this is really designed to topple the Netanyahu government, as Bill Clinton did in 1999, and there is a lot of anger in the ruling party about that possibility.
Well, and at the same time, a poll just released in Israel saying that 70% of the Israelis don't trust the United States as it relates to security for the Jewish state.
Well, and Jimmy, 75% feel that way, but 87% of Israelis, 87% said that the peace process, they believe, will fail to bring peace and will lead to probably an explosion of violence. So there's never been great enthusiasm for this thing that John Kerry's doing amongst the Israeli people or government. And, Jimmy, you know, in terms of security, Israel's always said that they alone are the only ones they can rely on in the end. They've always felt that way. That's a sad thing to say. But, you know, the relations with the Obama administration have become very strained, and it looks like it's going to continue in that manner. And that could have complications. However, you know, there are still very strong ties between the Israeli and American military. And, you know, I'm hearing reports from around the Middle East. A lot of American military personnel are not so happy with the policies the administration's been pursuing in the Middle East. Certainly ties with Egypt have soured, with Saudi Arabia. They're strained now with Israel, nothing with Syria, nothing's been done on that front, they feel, that maybe something needs to. So you've got a questioning of policy, not just from Israel, but certainly they feel that if there's a full war, they will get support. But if there is, you know, a failure of this peace process and disinvestment and all these other things happening, it's just going to be that much more difficult for Israel to secure herself. But they're preparing for that, Jimmy, and I think in the end they will do it.
Rabbi Israel Ariel heads up the Temple Institute, people preparing to erect the next temple on the Temple Mount, training the priests, getting the implements ready, etc. He made a statement this week that it looks like the holy sites for the Jewish people are being chopped up in Jerusalem. For example, the Pope coming in, he's going to get the Holy Sepulchre, and then they have the Muslims getting the Temple Mount, and the Jews only have the Western Wall. This situation does not look to be developing good for the Jewish people, does it?
Well, no, but again, we've had the reality that even though Israel has sovereignty over the Temple Mount, in effect they don't, because the Muslims are there and won't really let them operate. And the same with the Christian sites, and they have no problem with those, or with the Muslim sites, except for the fact, as you say, that the Muslim site, the Temple Mount, is Judaism's holiest site on earth. So naturally enough, if that is formalized as being in a Palestinian state, it's a division of Jerusalem. It's something, of course, that Joel says the nations will be judged over in the last days, dividing up his land. And so go back to what you earlier said about the rabbis with John Kerry. You know, this is a dangerous ground they're treading on here. But there has been an agreement with the Vatican since Shimon Peres was Prime Minister, Jimmy, that in a final peace deal, they will get basically sovereignty over the Catholic sites, the exclusively Catholic sites. That would not include the Holy Sepulchre, because that is also shared with the Greek Orthodox and several other denominations that would have a tizzy fit if the Vatican was given sole authority there.
Well, this is going to be a continuing conflict according to Bible prophecy, and God has an ultimate plan for it, but we're going to have to sit by and watch that unfold in the next several years. David Dolan with a Middle East News update, helping us to understand more information needed behind those headlines that we may report to you or you may get from different sources across the world. David, thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll have a good time talking again next week with you.
Thank you, Jimmy. God bless.